My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss the way Davin writes to his scammer Belinda and how much he pushes the envelope with her. So listen and enjoy.
All right, so that is you scam us.
Wow. Well, you were kind of brutal with her, even though you're saying you're being sarcastic. I would like you to talk to a live girl like that.
You think it was too much, Pip?
Some of the things that you said, and I'm trying to recall what the lines were.
You do realize she's lied to me for 6 months and ruined my life.
Oh, I know. I totally get that, but she's not like saying...
Do you?
Wow. No, well, yeah, I do. I get it that fake Davin is a ruined shell of a man, but...
No, that's real Davin.
Well, I just, some of the things that you said, I think a real woman would have called you out on them. Because she's saying, hey, you know, I am fun. I am, you know, she's calling out on that kind of stuff. But then I forget the things that he said. You reacted like, whoa, did you say that?
Yeah, like the hair relaxant and stuff like that.
Oh, that was
that
fucking
was funny.
Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't funny, but, you know.
Dude,
if it was a serious relationship with a real, you know.
This is serious, man.
I mean, you wouldn't have, because you're
no,
trying.
I wouldn't say that.
Because you're trying to push the, you're trying to push the envelope.
She'd stab me.
No.
You're
trying to push the envelope. You wouldn't do that.
I'm clearly writing for a show.
But yeah. Also saying stuff like, oh, you know, your head's so full of it. Of course you like yourself. You're full of yourself and stuff like that.
Oh, no, but she's proven to be very cocky.
Yeah, she has
proven to be
cocky.
Which I kind of like about her. I like that about her.
Yeah, I know. I know. But I'm just like...
Where are you going? I'm just saying I like that quality in whoever this is. That's not terrible.
All right.
Oh, are you still worrying about him falling in love?
There's a little... You know, there's certain little thing like that last comment that it brings me back to that point.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, but I've said I like talking to her.
Yeah.
She's fun to talk to most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flory was just boring as fuck.
Oh, Flory just stinks.
She's just stupid.
Not so much for always loving your first the most.
Yeah, right?
No, we're over her.
You think I was out of line? Should I rein it in?
No.
Oh, okay then.
No, absolutely not, because we're enjoying it. But I'm just thinking that I'm saying from her perspective, not from her perspective, but from my perspective, I would expect a real woman to say what with some of the things.
But you
got to
remember, it's a different culture. These women are used to being like in a subservient role. You know, they're used to their men walking over them. Plus, you got to remember, as a woman who's a single woman, and has a child, she's not desirable in her country. In the African culture, she's not desirable.
True.
They want virgins.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want, you know, women with baggage.
That's true. So she's not going to call you out on stuff that, like, an American woman would, because...
And she's not an American woman.
No, I know.
American woman!
I was just going to do that, but I didn't, because I figured I'd be getting a really on that.
Well, Joe, give yourself a really for something else.
No, that's your
really. No, really for you.
Really for me. I'll see you really and raise you a really.
No, okay, you have a point there. I'm just... kind of surprised. No, I think you should.
Plus,
still
you
got to
remember all the shit that we've been through, and I'm still entertaining.
You're still talking to her at all after she acknowledged that she had been lying to you all that while.
And I think she gets the playfulness.
Yeah.
You know, I have a very playful relationship with her.
Yeah.
I'll say like outlandish things in the past. It was suicide, but I'll say like outlandish things to her.
Yeah, and that's another shocking thing is that here's this person that if it was real. These are some really bizarre personality twists, and I mean, my God, you're the most like bipolar motherfucker ever.
Yeah, but at least I'm me. I mean, look what we're comparing it to, stupid.
At least I'm me.
I mean, I got issues, but if you look on Facebook, here I am.
Well, at least I'm me.
I'm really me.
I mean, for 6 months, she wasn't her.
I know. I'm just, well, I'm...
Am I right, Joe?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I know you're you. I'm just saying that, you know, that I'm surprised that somebody on the other end, my point is, unless she was scamming you and money motivated, if it was just a love connection for real, anybody would be running screaming from the person that faked Davin.
I think you take that as a Western woman. yeah. who has all these rights and is used to being treated as an equal. Yeah, you're taking it from that perspective.
I know my privilege is showing in this way, but
you should be walking five steps behind.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm sorry, that was my privilege showing.
She's showing her privilege.
But no, I mean, you looked at me like I meant that for real. I'm like, I'm not walking.
Behind. I think we're all being sincere tonight.
Yeah, very. I just meant that if. And I am taking it from a Western perspective, but...
You clearly are. You're taking it as a Western black woman.
Oh, no, he did not.
That's a little extreme. Yeah. They don't take shit from anybody.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't take it as a Western black woman. I don't have that much self-esteem.
As a Western black woman. Got it, motherfucker!
I don't have that level of self-esteem. I can't.
Well, this show will do that to you.
Yes, it does.
No, but I mean... Think about it.
I'm talking about...
Don't get fucking pointed at me.
No,
that's that Western attitude.
Oh, seriously.
It was. No.
A little too uppity, Joe. Yeah. You're not going to Disneyland to meet the White Rabbit.
Damn. I'll just have some mushrooms. I'll meet him on my own.
Ooh, don't mind if I do. All right, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that... Think about all the things that you talked about. You're suicidal. You're a pornographer.
She's a pornographer now, too.
I know, and she seems to like that, but it's as a money-making thing.
We write
very
good porn.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that porn.
It gets back to what I've been saying and harping on. You, out of everybody she's horsing around with during the day, you're the most interesting one there.
True.
So she looks forward to it, and she puts up with a lot of stuff. And also on a double-edged sword is...
Oh, hold on. Let's stop that right there.
All
right. I agree with that.
Yes.
But, Joe, to go with your theory, time is money.
Yes.
I demand a lot of attention, and we spend a lot of hours together. So it's not like, you know, they always like to say, because I asked, you know, well, they're probably scamming several guys.
Yeah.
She might be scamming other people.
Yeah.
She might be.
She must be.
But there's no way she can dedicate the amount of time. And the mental gymnastics that I've made her do. And I've made her come up with pictures now. I'm starting to give her tasks, or as Joe likes to call it, homework.
Homework.
You know, and Joe used to bitch about the porn. I was making her write porn. So I don't give them a lot of free time.
I get it, but I guess what I'm trying to say...
Everybody connected with this show never gets any.
I know.
Not my fault.
What I'm getting at is that she has to be a scammer. She has to be.
You're on that side of it now.
She totally has to be scamming because I'm looking at this from the perspective of who would put up.
Then again, if she's a scammer,
yes.
It always comes back to this. Why the reveal when she did?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.